Welcome to the broadcast. The Bible says in Romans chapter 14, verse number 10, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. That might be today. Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse 11, it says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire."
By and by, when I look on his face, beautiful face, thorn shadowed face, by and by, when I look on his face, I'll wish I had given him on his face. I'll wish I
1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul the Apostle is talking about foundations. He says here in verse number 10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. In verse number 11, he said, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And then in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 12, he said, now if any man build upon this foundation, and then he went on to talk about the building program. He says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, he says back here in 1 Corinthians 3:12, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now, if you put gold, silver, and precious stone in the fire, it'll burn off the dross and be even more precious. Job 23, verse 10 says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Revelation 3:18 says, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. Now, it goes on to say here in verse 12, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, then it gives three other substances, and that is wood, hay, and stubble. Now, gold, silver, and precious stone, you put it in the fire, it burns off the dross. It becomes even brighter. Wood, hay, or stubble, wood will last a little longer than hay. Hay might last a little longer than stubble, but all of it is going to be burned up fairly quickly when you put it in the fire. And so it says here, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work what sort it is. Verse 14, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now, when it says we must all appear, it's talking about Christians. The judgment seat of Christ should not be confused with the great white throne judgment at the end of the tribulation period, which is for everyone who's not a Christian. This judgment seat is for Christians, and we must all appear before the judgment seat. The word judgment is found in the Word of God 10 times. It's a judgment seat. Now, he says we'll be judged for that which is good or that which is bad, according to what we have done in our body here in this lifetime since we were saved. Now, some good things that can happen there. There's five different crowns. crown of righteousness, 2 Timothy 4:8, the incorruptible crown, 2 Corinthians 9:25, the crown of life, James chapter 1 verse 12, the crown of glory, 1 Peter 5 verse 2 through 4, and the crown of rejoicing, 1 Thessalonians 2:19. Five different crowns. What are these crowns for? So I can put them in my crown cabinet and show everybody what a great job I did? No, the Bible says that we'll present these crowns, we will cast them at his feet. This is the only thing we can give back to Christ for everything that he has done for us. What a sad day it'll be to be there and have nothing to present to him because of the way we did not live for him in this age in which we are living. Now, those are good things. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but it is written, as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And so that's good. There's something that we can see that will be a good thing. Matthew 5 and 12 says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, the Bible says all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If you're going to suffer some persecution for the Lord, he says, great is your reward in heaven. That's a good thing. Matthew 16, verse 27, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Now, it says, whether it be good or bad. He said in Matthew 6 and verse 1, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Well, that's not good. 2 John 1:8 says, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. It's going to be one or the other. He said in Colossians 2:18, Paul said, let no man beguile you of your reward. And then in 1 Corinthians 3:8, Paul said, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. And so 1 Corinthians 3 verse 13 says, if any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. That's good. Colossians 3:23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Once again, 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the thing done in his body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And so he ends in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I remember when I was a young Christian hearing this little chorus, and it's always stuck with me. What though wars may come with marching feet and beat of the drum, for I have Christ in my heart. What though nations rage and we approach the end of the age, I have Christ in my heart. God is still on the throne, a mighty God is he, and he cares for his own through all eternity. So let come what may, whatever it is, I only say that I have Christ in my heart. I have Christ in my heart. Well, that's a wonderful thing as we come to the end of the age, that you have that assurance that you have Christ in your heart. But one of these days, as Christians, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Face to face, what will it be?
Face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold Jesus Christ who died for me. Only faith Countenance was as the sun shineth